Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everybody. This is Silvio Canto in Dallas, Texas, on Wednesday, December the 28th. And welcome to our commentary. Well, the year is winding down. We're down to the last 3 or 4 days. I hope that you have a little party planned for the 31st or the first of the year. I know there's going to be some good football games this weekend as well. But the great thing around here in North Texas is that the weather is going to be really nice. It's going to feel like spring, really, around here. You know, we had a horribly cold week a week ago, and now we're going to have a very nice week. So I hope you have a chance to enjoy the last week of the year. Today we're going to talk about Article 42, or Title 42. I keep calling it Article, but it's really Title 42. And we're going to be talking about that and the impact of that Supreme Court decision. And we'll talk about all of that. But before I do, I just want to remind you that I have a post about Argentina over at the American Thinker. I got a lot of feedback from that post. And I've got one coming out tomorrow where I talk about what's happening in many parts of the country. There are now many, many states around the country where people can get so many benefits for not working that they're not working. So the net result is that all these help wanted ads that you see all around, well, people are not looking for work because they're getting money for not working. I'm going to be posting about that tomorrow and discussing it further on our video Thursday. But this is horrible for the country. This is horrible for the economy. This is bad for the business people. And what do business people do when they cannot find employees? Well, they either automate if they can, or they simply shut down and they move somewhere else, which is what unfortunately is happening to many of these blue states that they're losing. They're losing people like crazy in places like California, New York, Illinois, and so on. So it's not good for the economy to pay people not to work. It's good for the election because these people are going to vote Democrat, but it's not good for the economy in general. And that's something we need. Some serious Democrats in this country, like we used to have at one time, some serious Democrats that understand that being a liberal and being in favor of helping people is different than creating dependency on government, which is unfortunately what a lot of these Democrats states are turning into, where you create a dependency on government and people are basically voting to keep that dependency going. That's not good. That is not good for the country. Well, let's look at something else. The big story over the last 24, 48 hours is Title 42. I say article, but it's actually Title 42. And the Supreme Court basically said, we're going to keep it on for another month or so. And the argument was, we're going to keep it in place because we want to give the 19 states who brought this lawsuit, we want to give them an opportunity to present their arguments. So, you know, the Supreme Court did the right thing by keeping our Title 42 in place, because to take away Title 42 would have been a disaster. You're already seeing that in El Paso. I mean, El Paso has become, you look at the images, the pictures and the videos of El Paso, it doesn't even look like an American city anymore. It looks like some of the images that you see in cities around the world. I mean, it's pathetic what you're seeing in El Paso, an absolutely horrible situation that is completely the result of President Biden's policies. But I have to tell you the truth. I thought that Justice Gorsuch, who wrote as part of the minority, or the negative, not the minority, but the dissenting opinion, I guess, I think he was exactly right when he said, look, we're a court. We're not into policy. We're not into making policy decisions. And don't come to the court to bail out politicians who don't want to make decisions. And he's exactly right about that. He's exactly right about that. So I think eventually the court is going to agree with Justice Gorsuch and say, you know, if you guys have a problem with Title 42, you got to deal with that through the president and the Congress, but don't come to us for a solution. So I think it was one of those decisions where the court probably should not have gotten involved, but I think they saw the big picture and the disaster on the border, and they said, we're going to give this thing another 30 days so that we can hear from the states involved, Texas being one of those states. But it's a very bad situation. I mean, completely horrible situation in the city of El Paso, Texas, which is on the border with Mexico in west or southwestern Texas, right next to New Mexico. If you go to El Paso and you drive about 50 miles, you're in the state of New Mexico. And as I write in my post the other day, El Paso is a beautiful city, very nice city, very nice, clean city. That's what I recall. And here, as of today, it's a disaster. I mean, it looks like a third world city. People on the streets, and you know, the people in El Paso are doing their best to help out. You got to give them credit for being humanitarian, but there's only so much you can do. There's only so much you can do when you're constantly getting people to walk over and asking for asylum. They want to come over, and there's only so much you can do. So there's a frustration that they're being stretched down in El Paso, and I can certainly understand that. But this whole situation down in El Paso, this is on President Biden. He's the one who made this possible by a reckless border policy. I mean, this should have never happened. This should have never happened. This type of situation should have never been allowed. And I can tell you right very clearly, this would have never happened under President Trump. It would not have happened because President Trump would have retained or would have kept in place the Remain in Mexico policy, which was, you know, really the big factor in controlling the people flow coming into the United States. But what a disaster, which is an absolute disaster on the border with these crazy policies where the United States apparently doesn't have a border anymore. You know, we don't have a border. Whoever wants to come in, they can come in. Again, I sympathize with people. I have humanitarian concerns as well, but you have to do this in an orderly, controlled fashion, and that's not what's happening down on the border as we see the situation, and you see people sleeping on the streets and, you know, being put in these places, warehouses, and wherever they can find a roof, they're putting these people. It's a very tragic situation. Well, if you listened to our podcast with my friend Bill Katz, the editor of Urgent Agenda, it's available in the inventory on the Tuesday. You have to go over to Blog Talk Radio to listen to the podcast. But one of the things that Bill brought up during the podcast is that 2022 has been a very bad year for Hollywood. They've lost money. Their movies are not turning on people. People are not going to the movies like they used to. Now, there are some reasons for that. You have a lot more options today watching movies. It used to be you only had one option. You had to go out to the theater. But now you have other options. You can watch them at home, stream them, and so on. And that does change the way people watch movies. But one very big reason is that they're making movies that nobody wants to watch. And Disney is a good example of that. Disney just had this movie that came out, a movie directed at kids, and the movie is dealing with homosexuality and global warming. Well, I don't know too many seven-year-olds who are interested in global warming. And at the same time, if I had a six- or seven-year-old kid, I wouldn't want to take them to a movie dealing with homosexuality. So these people are making movies for themselves. They're making movies for the critics, the people who think this is really cool to make movies like this. The problem is they're losing money. They're losing money, and they're losing money big time. So I don't know what's going to happen. I don't know what's going to happen. But normally when people lose money, things change. And I hope they change in Hollywood. Now, 2022 was not a good year. Was not a good year for the police in the United States, just like 2021. And the police departments are continuing to lose people. They are continuing. They're having a very difficult time recruiting officers in most of these big city police departments. You may remember that I said here recently that in Baltimore, they're only filling like 70% of their of their spots in the police department. So they're down 30%. That means that police officers are having to work extra work and extra time just to have, you know, police on the streets. And in many of the major Democrat cities, they're losing people, they're retiring early, or they're moving to other cities. And this is, again, a reflection, once again, of bad government. In many of these big blue cities, for some crazy reason, the local government has decided to focus more on the criminal and not on the good citizens who pays taxes, who goes to work, who creates jobs, and who lives in these communities. Exhibit A, or what I just said, is the city of Chicago. I mean, the city of Chicago. At one time, it was a very well-run city. And now today, it's a total, complete disaster. I don't know how this is going to get fixed. I don't know how this is going to get fixed. But it better get fixed, because these cities cannot sustain these losses in the police department. New York City is another problem. They simply cannot hire people to fill these jobs. I mean, it used to be at one time that many, for example, many young men who came out of the Army would often join the police force because they paid well. It was a good job. It was a respectable job. And it was a good way of maybe using some of their skills in the military. Well, that's not the case anymore. People are not going, they're not becoming police officers. And that is a problem for our society. Now, that's not true of every part of the country. I mean, for example, here in the North Texas area, most of the suburbs, most of the cities around Dallas have no problem recruiting police officers. But it's the city of Dallas. It's the major cities having problems recruiting police officers. And what do they have in common? They're run by Democrats. They have city councils that seem more interested in changing the names of high schools or than changing the names of streets or bringing down statues than they are in protecting the citizen from crime. So I don't know where this is going to end. Well, I have a feeling that I know where it's going to end, and that is more and more people are going to leave these cities, and more business are just going to move out. They're just going to move out. It's already happening, by the way. It's already happening. There was a recent report of almost a million people left California, New York, and Illinois, and they moved to another state. That's about a million people. Now, most of those people pay taxes, they consume products, they're productive people, and they're leaving these states. So this is having an economic consequence in these states, but apparently the political class in these states is more into the ideology of social justice rather than protecting the citizens. And the results are a disaster, as we're seeing with the crime statistics. Well, thank you for listening. Hope you have a good day, and I hope you're counting down the days here to the first of the year. I always love the last week of the year, because it seems like you have a lot of things that you want to talk about, and we will. In the next few videos, we'll look back at some of the things of 2022, and I'll even make a few predictions for 2023. Thank you for listening. Have a wonderful day. This is Silvio Canto in Dallas.